This is your dating guide. I really wish I had a sister to tell me all these things, but I'm gonna be your sister because I know a lot of women needs to hear these things. So let's talk about men. Let's talk about dating in this episode. You are now listening to episode 132 of the Metaphysics Magic Podcast Show. Welcome, my name is Kathy and I am your host. Let's get right into the topic. So I honestly have the privilege to know some of the most amazing men in my life. It's been a delight. But in my past, and also gathering a lot of worldly experience of family, friends, clients, hundreds and hundreds of examples, I have realized there are two types of men in the world. And while manifesting, you need to be really specific about what type of men you are calling in your life and what energies you are interacting with. Personally, I believe there are two types. One is predators and another one is the protectors. Okay. And what happens in the dating scene is that also there are two types of women. There are naive women and there are women who are very cunning. So I'm going to talk about that as well. So the naive women, these women, they let their guards down too easily. These women, they lose their inner protective shield. I think every woman has their own protective shield, her inner masculine, that protects her. And naive women, they lose this protective shield within and they start to believe their life is fair. That he is a prince charming, that he is a knight in shining armor that will protect her, that fairy tales are real, and all the fantasies with rose-tinted glasses. This is extremely, extremely dangerous to assume about a man, especially in the beginning of a dating phase when you're barely getting to know the man, when he's just a stranger. When you have just met him online, on dating app, or social setting, or a friend recommended you, blinded, whatever it is. He is still a stranger to you. And do you assume all of these things about him? It is dangerous, and this is the reason why a lot of naive women fall into toxic relationships, and they waste so many years, so much energy, so much of their glow, so much of their mental health struggles, and like they suffer a lot when they let their guards down way too easily. While on the other hand, before that, let me also mention that I'm all about fairy tales. Okay, I love fairy tales. I believe that yes, you need to believe in fairy tales in order to manifest a fairy tale for yourself. But you need to be practical as well, especially when it comes to dating, when it comes to men. And you need to balance your practical and your mystical side always. The reality is not every man is a protector. There are a lot of predators out there. And so the cunning woman now, let's talk about the cunning woman. These women, they are smart. They do not let their guards down so easily. Cunning woman, she uses her brain. She does not lose her head in her emotions. She's not overly emotional, especially in the beginning. She is observing. She's very level-headed. She observes the men practically, not emotionally. And she has her inner masculine protecting her precious time, her precious energy, her presence. And she sees if this man that she's seeing, going on dates with, hanging out with, if he's truly worthy of her or not. She does not put the man on a pedestal after the first date like, oh my God, he's the prince charming. I think he's the one. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids. She is not that one, okay? She does not trust the man too quickly. Because, you know, talk, anyone can talk. Talk is cheap. It's all about the action. And for action, it takes a few months in the beginning of dating phase to see the man, to get to know the man, to observe his actions. So she's not easily impressed. The cunning women are really hard to please. They're really hard to impress. They are not easily love bombed. They don't melt easily with the bare minimum that a man does for her. And that's why she does not settle for the bare minimum. And that's why this woman, the cunning woman, manifests her dreamiest relationship with her dreamiest man. And you look at her and be like, wow, how did she get that man? How did she manifest that amazing relationship? The simple answer is her standards. She held on to her standards. She knew her worth. She used her brain before her emotions. And that's all. Once a man shows you time and time again that he is reliable, that he is stable, that he is consistent, that he is intentional with you, that he is really into you with his efforts, his actions, and his gestures, and he has created that safety, security, that bond of trust, that's when you can give in. That's when you can be your softest feminine self. That's when you can let your guards down. That's when you can turn off your brain and tap into your warmth. That's when you can open up to him emotionally. Because you know, and because you're very secure now, that he is worthy of your time. That he is worthy of being with a goddess like you. And I'm not telling you to like play games, play hard to get, or make him jump through hoops. Be yourself. Show up with utmost kindness. Even if the date is going horrible, yet have your boundaries. Learn how to say no. Be in your villain era. Go back to my villain series. I think it's episode 85, 80, 83. I forgot the number. But listen to my villain era series. It applies to dating pool very, very powerfully. Say no if you feel off. But yeah, just know your worth. Be that cunning woman instead of being very naive. And now let's jump into the 5 types of men to stay away from, because these men, they are embarrassingly disgusting men you need to stay far, far, far away from. And this is the predators category. I'm going to share with you the things that I've observed. It's purely coming from my personal experience. I've asked a lot of my aunts, my mom, I've worked with a lot of clients as well, my friends. So we talk about men a lot. And so, you know, after talking about all those things and also my personal experiences, I've gathered some of the information. I've created this 5 categories, this 5 types of men that are embarrassingly disgusting and you need to stay far away from. And this will protect you so much. This will save so much of your time, so much of your energy, your money, your peace of mind, your mental health. And I think it can help a lot of women here. So let's get into it. The first is the sweet talker. Oh my god, where do I begin with this man? Like, the moment you start the conversation with him, he will start to compliment you way too much. Like, almost every other sentence he sends you will be a compliment. He will flirt with you too much. Basically, you are getting love bombed. And he is just a sweet talker. He knows how to flatter a naive woman. And if you are naive, you are his perfect target. He is just winning the game. With every word he's saying, you are melting. And you are like, oh my god, I think he's the man of my dreams. And you start to believe all these fantasy things that he is telling you. This type of man is super dangerous. And that's why he's like the first one on my predators category, because he is so sweet and he talks so sweetly and he gives you so many compliments and it just seems too good to be true. And trust me, sis, it is too good to be true. Because let's talk about the protectors. Because when you interact with a protector, like from my personal experiences and my friends, family, all that, the protectors, they don't flirt with you too much. They don't compliment you too much. They don't start off that way. They're honestly very respectful. The conversation always starts off like slow and steady. It's usually in the beginning, it's usually like very friendly about some random stuff, about your interest, about what you are into, what he's into, and things like that. He won't like compliment you on every other sentence, you know? He won't do that. He won't love bomb you. And that's what I've observed. And from a protector, even to get a compliment, it would take a lot of conversations for him to actually give you a genuine compliment. But trust me, when you get a compliment from a protector man, it would be so genuine. It would be so real. It would be so authentic. Because he's not trying to get you. He's not trying to impress you. He's authentic. He really likes you. He really finds you attractive or compatible, whatever. So it will feel more genuine. But the sweet talker, oh my god, a lot of naive women fall into the trap of the sweet talkers. They get so easily flattered by him, like, oh my god, he said that, he did that. Like, sis, just run. If you find, I think every woman has experienced a sweet talker in her life, and you can like get what I'm trying to say here. So if you ever encounter a sweet talker, sister, run right away, okay? Run back to your home, save your time, save your energy, block his number, and you're good to go. Second type is the Peter Pan. The Peter Pan is a man that lives in his own world, that just wants to have fun, that does not like commitment, that does not have any purpose in life. Peter Pans are like broke men. They probably do not have a real job, that are not very ambitious, and they do not take things very seriously. They're just, their inner child is wounded. It's like a little child. It's like meeting a little child who just wants to play all the time, who just wants to have fun all the time. And honestly, these predators will waste so much of your time, so much of your energy, so many tears, so much of a pain, so much of a heartbreak. So yeah, have boundaries, stay away from Peter Pans. The third type is the entitled motherfucker. Oh my god. These entitled motherfucker, they start off as sweet talkers. And once they know that they have the hook on you, the grip on you, and you have melted fully for them, they start to act entitled. They start to act controlling. They start to expect you to do things for them that they cannot even do for themselves. And it is a very weird energy, very weird vibe. These men are selfish. They're not considerate at all. Whereas the protectors, they're very considerate, they're very thoughtful, they put your needs first, they want to make sure you are comfortable first. You know, ladies first rule, a gentleman, I would say. The entitled motherfucker is the opposite of the gentleman. He believes that everyone is privileged to know him, to be in his presence, that everyone should do anything he tells them, and if they don't do, he would gaslight, he would love bomb, and that cycle would keep going on. Love bomb, gaslight, love bomb, gaslight. And save your time and just get out of that situation and block him. The fourth one is the narcissistic abusive manipulator. I think the name itself describes all that he's capable of doing. He's capable of yelling at you. He's capable of abusing you physically, mentally, emotionally. He manipulates you so that you give him what he wants from you. He only thinks about himself. He is selfish. His needs matter the most. Your needs? What are those? You shouldn't have any needs. It's his world. Only his needs matter. You are nothing. You are just his servant. You should just serve him. Anything he wants, you should be there anytime, anywhere he calls you. That's who he is. This is one of the most weirdest, freakiest, creepiest predator, the narcissistic abusive manipulator. So be aware, learn about this personality disorder, and when you see the signs, run away without any guilt, without any shame, because you will save your life and your time. The fifth one is the sad little boy. The sad little boy is the one who complains about everything, who is like the negative Nancy. He's like the main version of negative Nancy, always talking negative about people. He has anger issues, and he's just always talking negative shit. And as a manifester, as a healer, you don't want to be in the energy of someone who is always complaining, who is always, you know, saying negative shit about everything, who's like overly aggressive about things, who has negative view of life, negative view on women, job, everything. You don't want to be in this energy. So run away. Stay away from these type of men. Now let's talk about the men you need to keep close by. The men you need to surround yourself with. Because woman, you will literally thrive when you surround yourself with protectors, right? And like, I'm so privileged that my brothers, my father, my friends, all these men, they are protectors. And they make me believe in men. They give me hope. They give me faith that, you know, not all men are the predators. Because when, you know, you were raised with traumatic relationship, like you've seen traumatic marriage of your parents, things like that, it can be really, really hard to do that. But with manifestation, anything is easy. Okay, so what I want for all of you guys is to manifest these protectors, because trust me, I'm surrounded by these protectors and I just feel like my softest feminine self with these men, and it's just the best blissful experience of my life. So that's why I really want to share this, so that you manifest the right kind of men, so that you respect your time, your energy, your presence, all of that. So yeah, let's start off with the first one, the leader. So the leader is the one who, you know, initiates and who really pursues you, who mans up, who gets you. And this is like the true divine masculine energy. Because masculine, they love to lead. They love to initiate. They love to pursue. He's going to come get you, you know. He mans up and he gets you. He's not in the feminine energy. Like, you are the one in your feminine energy, your soft feminine energy. You are the receptor. And he is the giver. And I honestly fully believe in these feminine masculine dynamics. I personally do not believe in, like, women should make the first move. I can honestly never be the one to make the first move. Like, no, no, no. It's a big no. And I see women do that, and then they wonder why the relationship is not working out, because she's always the one planning out the date. She's always the one putting in the effort. She's the first one to confess the undying love she has for him. She's the first one to give him a gift. She's the first one to plan all these things. Like, the woman is getting out of her feminine energy and she is being in the masculine energy. And when you are being in the masculine energy, he's also in this masculine energy. If he's not in the masculine energy, he's going to step into his feminine energy. And so you get the opposite of what you want. So if you want a really masculine man, you need to step into your feminine energy and you need to really, really be receptive and be mindful of if he is a leader, if he initiates, if he pursues you, if he gets you, if he's the one making the moves, if he's the one getting hints, things like that. And if it does not, then... But yeah, I also understand that some women, they actually like to be in the masculine role, the dominating role, and the leader. It's amazing. I personally just feel like it would be so odd for me to be the leader in the relationship. Yeah, in the beginning, of course, I am just, you know, being the masculine, feminine, all of that to, like, protect myself in a way and, like, you know, doing my thing. But when I know that, yes, I can let my guards down, it is safe for me to do that, the man is initiating all that, that's when I feel safe enough to really, really tap into the feminine energy. So if something that you also desire, you know, if you desire to be in your softest feminine, it can only happen in the presence of a masculine man. And so that's why the protectors are always a leader. They lead, they initiate, they pursue you, they get you. And they always man up, you know, when it comes to you. if he likes you, you will know. He will initiate plans. He will plan the dates. He will confess his undying love for you. He will do small, sweet gestures for you, things like that. The second category is the protector itself. The protector himself, not itself, the protector himself. So this protector, he protects you from giving you any type of stress. He protects you from stress. He protects you from confusion in the relationship. So men, I feel like they are the leading energy of the relationship, the masculine energy. Okay, if you want to embody the masculine energy as a woman, you are the one in charge of setting the tone of the relationship, setting the foundation of the relationship if it's stable, and to protect both of you from unnecessary stress, unnecessary confusion, misunderstanding, and things like that, and to set the strong foundation. So the protector himself is the one who will protect you from stress, from anxiety, from confusion that comes with the dating process and the relationship thing. The protector is the one who will relax you, who will make things easier, who will make things clear, who will calm your nervous system, who will keep you safe and cozy emotionally, mentally, who will reassure you. Like, his presence will feel so reassuring. And this is the type of man that you want to be around. Okay, this is like the green flag. And the third type is the observer. The one who observes. These type of men, they truly listen. They don't just hear things. They actually listen. And they remember the little things about you that you have told him. The observer is the one who takes hints from you. The observer is the one who implements. If you've said, like, you don't like this, or you love something, he notes everything down. He knows all the details. He truly listens. I'm seeing 333 right now. It's an angel number. Love it. So you never have to repeat to him. You don't have to explain too much or repeat to him. He just remembers. And I think these type of men are like my favorite one, because they are so considerate. They're so thoughtful. They're so sensitive. And they're like pure souls that genuinely like care about you. And they're genuine. They're real. They're authentic. And yeah, amazing. So they never hurt you intentionally, because they know things about you. They know your favorite things. They make you feel really valued. They make you feel heard. They make you feel seen. And I think it's the best feeling. As a feminine, that's what you truly desire. And it's not about the money or the gifts or how much he spends on you or how fancy it is. It's all about how seen you are and how you are valued, how he heard that you liked that thing and he got that. Even though it was a little thing, he really put the effort to do that for you. I think that's the sweetest thing ever. The fourth one is the generous giver. Giving is so primal to the masculine. Men, if a man is into you, he will be very giving. That just comes naturally. Unless he is a stingy man. If he is a stingy man, then he won't be this generous giver. Because I also know of protectors who are quite stingy. But I also know protectors who are generous givers. So it's up to you, what type of man do you want. If you want a generous giver or if you want a stingy man, up to your choice. I honestly am a generous giver, so I, of course, manifested generous givers for myself. The generous giver is the man who is so giving towards you, and you will know that he's really into you. And there is also this, I would say, like, this in this dating world, this rule that he is not giving, then that means he's not into you. I quite disagree, because sometimes some men, they're just not that giving like other men. But yeah, it's always nice to manifest generous givers, because you of course want to feel valued, that yes, you are worthy of generosity, that he is there for you and things like that. And people also say that if he's being stingy with you, he's clearly not into you. He's in it for your money. You're an independent woman. He's just in your pocket, things like that. I don't know if it's true or not, because I've not experienced any of that. But yeah, so this generous giver, he takes pride in providing things for you. And I'm not saying that, you know, like a provider, like when a provider comes into mind these days, there's this whole trend going on, this TikTok trend of like traditional wife, traditional husband, where traditional wife stays at home, takes care of the home and the kids and the cooking, while the traditional husband goes to a job and like pays all the bills and everything. So naturally, when we say provider, our mind goes to that. I personally do not believe in that dynamic. It just feels traumatizing to me to be in that type of relationship where a man is always paying all the bills. I of course believe in equality. I think that's very balanced way of things. Of course, yeah, if a man is like really enforcing that he wants to pay all the bills, then it's up to him. But I honestly prefer 50-50. Not on the first date, though. Like, it would be so embarrassing. I will tell you my story of the past when I was in the dating pool. I remember I went on a date, and date was going really great. We had a good conversation. He had a place in mind. He took me there. We had pizza and things like that. And then when the bill came, and it was literally our first time meeting. Like, literally the first time, okay? And the bill came, and he literally goes to tell me that this is expensive. Like, you know, he took me to like a really expensive place. I didn't tell him to do that, okay? It was his idea to take me there to this very expensive place. And when the bill comes, he's like, this is expensive in this economy. Economy. I'm sorry, my pronunciation messed up. I laugh when I think about that. And like, this is getting so expensive and blah, blah. And I understood his financial struggles because he was living alone, his rent. I also live alone, so I understand, you know, how budget is very important and things like that. But I realized that, you know, he was not matching up my financial standards and that he's kind of struggling and things like that. So he literally right away told me that we are going to split. And I didn't mind. I just did that like right away. I literally paid him right then and there, because then I was like, damn, this man, first of all, he asked me out on a date. He was the one who took me to this restaurant. Like, nothing was my choice. So I think it was disrespectful. Like, if you are the one asking a man on a date, yeah, you can split. But if a man has asked you on a date and you're giving him your dime, your presence, and you don't even have any say on which restaurant you go to and what food you order, like, I didn't even order the food. He was the one who ordered food. And he has the audacity to ask me to split the bill on the first fucking meet. Oh, shit. That's horrible. So I am like, okay, I just pay him right away. And then he's like, oh my God, you paid me so fast. I thought you would pay me after 2-3 days. And the way he said it, the tone he used when he asked me to like split the bill, it was the most disgusting voice, the thing that I've heard. It felt so disrespectful. And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, I'm not even going to talk to you in 3 days, let alone give you the money. So just take the money right now because I want to go home. And so, yeah, like if you are asking a woman on a date, if you cannot afford taking her to a 5-star, do not brag about it. Do not try to impress her. Like, ice cream is just fine, okay? A coffee is just fine. It just costs a few bucks. A normal 2-star, 3-star cafe is just fine. It's not going to cost you that much. So, that was like a funny experience. But yeah, that's what I've realized. If he is being stingy with you, and I honestly do not mind paying on the second date. It's like, I remember in the past when I was really into a man, I really liked the first date and he pays for it. He does not complain about it. He respects my time value. And the second time, I get to decide the place and then I pay the bill, and I like, you know, just like reciprocating his energy, because I don't want him to feel like I'm with him for his money, or I'm in it for like a free meal. Because on dating apps, a lot of women do that. They just go for like a free meal. They're not into the date. They all the extra food and everything, and that hurts a lot of men. And so I don't want the men to feel like I'm using him for his money or anything, because I'm an independent woman. I got lots of money. I can, like, provide for myself and things like that. So I don't want to do all that. But still, there are also very feminine women who like for a man to provide all the time, every day. And for some women, it's very uncomfortable. But in like, a dating guide, a lot of women have shared, like, the when they manifested their husband or the man who took him seriously only when she was receiving things from him and not, like, splitting bills, paying all that. That's when the man took her seriously. So that's true to quite an extent, but I don't know. So let's get to the topic again. So it's all about what you prefer, what your preference is. You can always reciprocate the effort by doing something in return for him. You can be always appreciative if he's providing for you, if he's paying your bills, the restaurant bill, if he's taking you out on dates or he's planned romantic things. You can always do something to appreciate. That's how you protect the protector, okay? Because if you don't appreciate, if you're entitled, if you expect to put all the burden on him all the time, it's just what you believe it's gonna be. For some women, they believe, like, yes, they just want to be in the soft feminine energy and they want their men to provide everything, every single bill for them, and that's what they prefer, and that's amazing for them. And there are also women like me who believe in 50-50 proper reciprocation, but not on the first day. Like, please, no, like, please just respect me that much. I'll pay on the second date, but on the first date, at least just, you know, be a man. Seriously, be a man, because you asked me out. So that's my rule, maybe. So let him pay on the first date. But yeah, if you, honestly, yeah, another rule is, if you don't like the date, if you're on the first date and you know very well that you're not going to see the man, you don't want him, you don't want to, like, let him pay, you should split the bill right then and there, so that you don't feel, you don't put any karma on yourself that, you know, you ate the free food, you took his money, things like that. Personally, I believe that spiritual thing, because if you damn well know in your mind that you're not gonna see the man after this date and you eat all the food and you let him pay that bill, is just, I don't know, it's just a bit weird. I would not be able to sleep at night if I do that. So if you know the date is not going well, just pay half of it and just, you know, swiftly give a closure and just bye-bye, so that he does not feel used, basically. And I think it's basic decency, basic kindness. And us women, we sometimes forget that men are also very sensitive, that men also, you know, deserve the same respect that we expect for ourselves. So I think that's a kind gesture that you can do for the men that you are on a date with. Another thing is, if you, sorry, I lost the train of my thought because I was thinking so much. But yeah, the generous giver, he always takes pride and joy in providing for you. It's a joy for a generous giver to give you things, to give you a gift, to show his love to you. They express their love in that way, especially if it's his love language. And I think it's the sweetest thing that providers do. The generous givers do. The fifth category, the fifth type of men are the doers. The fifth type of protectors are the doers. They don't talk much. They're very quiet. They're very calm. They don't promise too many things. No false promises. They're very honest. And when someone is, like, really quiet, it just is a sign that that person is honest. That person is not going to say something unless it's real, unless it's, like, genuine, unless it's, like, honestly what they feel. So it builds a lot of trust in that man, because he's not blabbering just anything. He's saying what he means and he's doing what he means. So it just builds a lot of trust. You know that he is a man of integrity. He is the divine masculine. So he does it. His actions speaks louder than his words. He moves. He mans up. If he said we're gonna meet, we're gonna meet. If he says he's gonna show up, he's gonna show up. If he says he's gonna do this, he is gonna do this. He is determined. He is solid. He is the man of his words. So, oh my God, I love this. It is the sexiest thing about men, about the protectors. They do what they said they're gonna do. And sometimes they do it even better. Like, oh my God, it's the sexiest thing. I cannot explain it. And they do it so well. They do things without you having to say so much. Like, I hate when I see a woman explaining so much to their boyfriend on how he should treat her, how he should do this for her, how he should do this and that for her. And she's constantly, like, explaining to him. And he's just not listening. He's a predator. He's not a protector. Because protector, they listen, they observe. And you never have to repeat the same thing to him again. Like, you say one thing to him once, trust me, the protector man, he will never in his life repeat it. Unless by mistake. We all make mistakes. We all human. We all have flaws. But he won't do it intentionally. He would take notes, ladies. He will take notes. And he will do it. He will do the things you like. He will do the things without you having to say so much, without you having to repeat yourself and waste your breath. He will do it. So, doer men, they are the best lovers. The protectors are the best lovers. So, my ladies, this is a little dating guide. I hope it really helps you to pick your lover wisely. Because your lover has such an immense influence on your life. I don't think women understand the impact a man has on her mental health, her physical health. Have you seen women flourish in a healthy relationship? Her skin glows. Her career skyrockets. She makes more money than ever before. Her body, damn, she gets hotter. And even men in healthy relationship, they glow. That's the biggest sign of a healthy relationship. If you're crying, if you're breaking out a lot, if you're losing, gaining weight against your will, if all other drama is happening, you are with a predator. And you might not like to admit that. Sorry to break your bubble. But please, sister, respect yourself. Protect your peace from these predators. Because there are a lot of protectors out there. Yes, there are predators that can lash onto you, but there are also protectors that are good, that are pure souls, that are authentic, that are real, that are listeners, that are leaders, that are generous givers, the doers, the observers, all those men out there for you, okay? So, be the cunning woman and stay away from those embarrassingly disgusting predators that I told you about in the beginning of the video, okay? So yeah, I really love creating videos like this, like girly videos like this, like sister to sister, and like sharing all these experiences, because especially young women, especially I know a lot of women who follow me who are in their early 20s or like late 20s, even early 30s, whatever, you know, ages don't matter, but I know it can help so much, so many women who are just into the dating pool. Or I have so many women in my like a lot of clients and a lot of students who are single, who are in the dating pool, who are like dating, and I get a lot of private clients around the dating thing. So I decided that I can make like a little dating guide as like a foundation for them to like refer to every time they get a little confused. I think this is a very solid foundation. And, like, it gives you a lot of clarity, you know. This dating guide will give you a lot of clarity on who to invest your time into and who not to. And how to show up as the cunning woman and not the naive woman. And how to then let your guards down when you have found a protector for yourself. So, yeah. I really hope this helps you. Please leave me a message on Instagram, WhatsApp, email, whatever you're connected to me about this episode. What you loved about this episode. If you heard this episode, because when you send me the message that, oh my God, yes, I heard this episode, or I love this thing about episode, it really inspires me. to keep bringing gold content for you guys. It really motivates me that yes, people are listening, it's providing value to them, and it just feels really, really good, honestly. So thank you so much if you do that. It also really helps me to promote my podcast to more people, to more women, to help more women. So you're eventually helping a lot of women by just sending your feedback about this podcast show. So thank you so, so, so much for changing the world. I love you so much. I will talk to you very, very soon in the next episode. Bye. Mwah. I love you, and do not believe every thought, because every thought is not true. Okay.